Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here in the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And however you're listening to us right now, AM, FM, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Rush Channel 93, or the Sirius XM Anywhere app, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. I'm Mike Sempervivi, flying solo today as the boss man Brian Alvarez gets himself ready for, I guess, a series of Canyon Beach Championship title defenses. So here I am in the memorial chair. I need somebody to keep me company. You could do that. I crave all of your feels. I want to hear your thoughts on the world of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. The number to dial, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you are tech savvy and are on Skype, at SportsByline2 is the handle there. That's the number 2. You can also get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at SemperVivi. And there are no shortage of things to talk about today, because while this weekend wasn't as big in the mainstream as others have been in the last couple of weeks with the big UFC shows and SummerSlam and the ROH pay-per-view, this was truly a hardcore fans' paradise this weekend. There was a UFC Fight Night 93 Hamburg show that was streamed live on Fight Pass for subscribers to that, which was the ultimate in like 2009 Dana White were coming to your town kind of cards with that one. The CMLL anniversary show took place on Friday, and that made its way up to YouTube for rent on Sunday for $2.99, which is well worth the money there. There was the two annual three-day events on opposite coasts, which have taken place, or are actually taking place as we speak. Possibly, maybe, depending on when you're hearing this. But Chikara's King of Trios and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla's Bola, the Battle of Los Angeles. And with all of that stuff, I'm sure there's got to be something out there that is tempting you to talk about. And I want to hear your thoughts on it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. 1-800-878-7529. This is Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, flying solo today with you for an hour. Brian Alvarez will be back in a couple of days. I'll be here for the next few. Not sure who's going to be joining me, if anybody at all, but it'll be me and you, if nothing else. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the number. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, you can as well, at Sempervivi, S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E. Know your Latin, folks. Always live. Even sometimes I don't feel like it. And after a weekend like this, if you try to take everything in, which I'm going to try to do, it's not very easy. Watched 2.5 hours of the UFC yesterday with the Fight Pass show from Hamburg, Germany, which, like I said earlier on, was truly a hardcore's wonder of a show. You had Nick Hine, you had a former KSW guy fighting Alexander Gustafsson. You did have Ryan Bader, I guess, but really he was fighting Latifi. So, yes, it was Hamburg, but, you know, that's a lot closer to Sweden for those guys than Las Vegas is. So a little bit more of a hometown type of feel for them, I guess. And the main event was Josh Barnett and Andre Arlovsky. And it was a show. I'm not sure if we really learned anything about anyone, really. The only thing I really learned from that fight is I'm really upset that Filthy Tom Lawler did not get the decision over Corey Anderson, because staring down the barrel of some of the guys in that division, light heavyweight division, is a little bit tough. And I'm a big Alexander Gustafsson fan. And he has a shot, I guess, or an outside claim in the fact that he was one of the guys. In fact, it's really been the only guy that to push John Jones to the point that he did. But fact is, came out of that and got starched by Anthony Johnson, who's the hottest thing in the division right now. I mean, Daniel Cormier is the champion, and he's already lost to him, too. And boy, it's tough. You know, Bader's still up there, and he got a hell of a knockout, landing an elbow on Latifi, which ended up setting up a hard knee when Latifi jumped in, and Bader had him timed well and just completely flattened him out. So, you know, do I want to see Bader fight anybody? Not really. He got starched by Anthony Johnson, too, so I'm not really looking forward to that either. So, again, it was a show almost just to have a show in Hamburg, Germany. And, again, don't want to demean anybody on the show, but you're not going to miss too much if you don't have a chance to see that one. Unlike the CMLL anniversary show, which I have also already seen. Just wrapped up watching that a little bit before the show began, and talked about it a little bit with Brian and Dr. Lucha on Friday, that this was, compared to the last couple years, a step down when it came to a main event, which was a little bit disappointing with some of the things that they could have done. They could have included Rush. There's a lot of things they could have done, but apparently it was important to take the mask off of La Máscara. Yes, they took the mask off of La Máscara. Kind of ridiculous. I'm going to assume he's going to go by a new name now. I'm not sure it's going to be by his Christian name or the name that his parents gave him. We're probably going to see somewhat of a change in him. And it was a really good match. It just wasn't on par compared to some of the last ones. And that was kind of up and down the whole show. Good show. It's only $2.99. CMLL got it turned around in very fast fashion to be aired. The CMLL really is, when you think about YouTube and all of the channels that they air on in some facet or another, they're pretty accessible to get for the average person to see, and the anniversary show has been no different. It's actually been free on Claro Sports, I believe it was, the last couple of years. It's up on YouTube right now in perfect quality for $2.99. Would have been up earlier, I guess, but they had some issues with apparently with music rights was the thing that ended up holding it up a little bit. But, you know, Atlantis and Sombra last year, Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero 2 years before that, Sombra and Volador a couple of years before that, which, you know, was pretty much derided because a lot of people wanted it to be Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero in that match. But obviously, if we didn't have the decision that we had there, we wouldn't have got the great build up to Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero, which was the ultimate, I think, in how you put together a major match like that with all of the pomp and circumstance around it. I mean, it was an absolute epic affair and really one of the events of the year, if not the event of the year that year. And this, unfortunately, was not, but it was a good show. And if you do have the $2.99 and the time, which is about 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes maybe, it is worth going out of your way to see. Chikara, King of Trios, can't speak on that yet, which is why I want to get some phone calls, hopefully from some people who've been to Chikara's King of Trios, which is available again in short order. They were able to turn that around. The first two nights are available for video on demand viewing. I'm sure that tonight's show, or I'm sorry, on Sunday's show is going to be up too, as I happen to be doing this. Unfortunately, we got live action going on, so I can't speak on it, but the way things have gone over the last couple of days, I'm sure that's up there. And then you have Bola, which is probably the most star-studded and loaded and anticipated event of the weekend, but is going to have the slowest turnaround time when it comes to the release of the video on demand and the DVDs. But you're going to hear a lot about that show if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com tonight, not only on our site with a members-only show with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez, where Dave, who has been in the front row, who has been getting hugs from the Young Bucks, who has been having moves named after him, been done millions of times on these shows, and he's having a hell of a time. He's having a blast, and he's going to report to you on the 3 days of the show. He is going to be all sorts of fired up, which, for those of you who know anything about Dave and Brian shows, when Dave is all sorts of fired up, you know it's going to be really, really fun. So he's going to be on there. I'm not sure if he's going to be on The Law tonight too, but if you get a chance to check out The Law on TSN 1050 up in Canada, do so as well too. It's usually about 11, 12 o'clock Eastern time that he comes on there. You can catch it on a podcast as well too, because he is, like I said, going to be all sorts of fired up. And hopefully some of you are fired up to call in and talk. I know we got a couple of people on the line right now who we're going to be getting to. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Going to take it first to Kenny in Galveston, Tennessee. Kenny, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Fired up.
Anyway, unfortunately, I don't have any Lucha Libre to talk to you about today, but I do have, over the weekend, I watched some of the Legends of Mid-South Wrestling, you know, that package WWE released 3 years ago. And, you know, I was having the thought about, you know, that segment on SmackDown Live with Keith Slater and the kids. It is just so reminiscent of that era, you know, Mid-South, world-class championship wrestling from Florida. And, you know, just how they build those segments and how you got to know the superstars and personalities. Like, we're getting to know more and more about Heath Slater and the way Rhino, his character was just, it was just so good. And, you know, to me, it's like WWE in many ways is kind of like what Mid-South was at that time. In fact, I see a lot of resemblance to that as far as, you know, the match style, the way the characters are being promoted now. There are a lot of similarities, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. And also, about New Japan World, I'm kind of curious about how that's set up. Are they like WWE Network in the sense of, do they show archive footage from all the way from the beginning of New Japan, or is it just more of the recent stuff? I was kind of curious about that as well.
Kenny, I want to thank you very, very much for the call. I think Bill Watts just dropped dead. Just so he can go in a grave and spin around for the comparison of today's WWE to Mid-South. Although I kind of feel what you're saying in that we do, if you wanted to look at it with that kind of curve, when you look at guys like Claudio and even Generico and Owens and a lot of the guys that they have, in some ways, you could make a case of how they could fit in Mid-South, and it's not like Mid-South didn't do some dumb skits, too, sometimes. They had Hacksaw Duggan and Junkyard Dog with Country Singer or some TV actor. I forget what it was. So, you know, their ability to be in these sorts of skits, I could actually see. But I kind of know what you're saying, too, as far as the athleticism goes, although it's a completely different style. We've kind of gone from football players and amateur wrestlers in Mid-South to more CrossFit guys and more guys like Cesaro who are just a little bit more well-rounded with how they do things. As far as the New Japan Network goes, they show stuff all the way back to 1972. In fact, they had a lot of stuff on there that they ended up having to take off because of some rights issues with TV networks and with things like that. But I'll say this. I think it re-upped for me at like $9.11 American. It's 999 yen every month. So when you subscribe to the website, which you can do with a Google transfer, get it in English and sign up there, I tell you what, well worth your money if you have even a slightest bit of interest in New Japan, because there's a lot of good old wrestling on there from the Americans, too, from over the years who have went there. Hey, got to run to break. We'll be right back. Got some callers on the line. Be back to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, we are back. Your plug for 40 blue pills, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, flying solo today. Actually, not really. You're here with me. keeping me company, talking about half-naked people getting sweaty on a canvas mat. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you're on Skype, at Sports Byline 2, that is the number 2. Or get a hold of me on Twitter, you can, at SemperVivi, S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E. Take it back to the phone calls right now. John in Arkansas. John, how are you, sir? John?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
You son of a... Ryan, how are you?
Good. My question is about the Battle of Los Angeles. Does Vince McMahon have to sign off on the finishes? Because I noticed that Dalton Castle picked over a victory over Marco Ciampa from Raw. So does that either mean the Peacock's coming to Vince's territory, or is Vince just okay with Marco Ciampa doing the job to the Peacock?
You know, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. I think I could see Vince, if he ever got his sights set on Dalton Castle one time, his eyes set in on him, he would want him. I would, at least. The boys would, obviously, because they're always fawning all over him. And if people didn't realize this or hear about this, on night one of the show against the Young Bucks, Dalton Castle's boys were played by Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Yes, Red Dragon played the role of the boys, and apparently, until they lost their masks, were tied down into the boys' mannerisms, where they were getting slapped around and beaten around until they realized the masks came off. That's when, I guess, the intensity and the machismo come out. So, all sorts of wackiness takes place on these Bola shows, which I swear, they're almost more... In fact, they are. They really are more for the wrestlers and more for, I think, the people that book a lot of these guys and the people that work behind the scenes and a lot of the people that cover it, whether you are a Dave Meltzer or whether you're just working a blog and have the ability to get to that show. It's almost become like a mini get-together WrestleMania weekend, and it's really always kind of been like that for the guys. A lot of people will go, you know, what is it about these Bola shows? And for the most part, it's the lack of political BS that takes place. Like Ryan just mentioned, you know, Ciampa is there, and Gargano's actually in Chikara right now. You know, they were working these shows, and Cedric Alexander there as well, too, and they don't have to worry about what goes on in WWE. Obviously, you know, they don't want them to do anything stupid or anything like that, but for the most part, it's guys getting together who don't sometimes get a chance to because they're working for other places, and they all get to hang out. They all get to have a good time. They all get to see people they haven't seen in a while, and works the same thing, too, for the friends of these guys and some of the guys that work for, you know, promotions like AEW. I know Dr. Keith Lipinski is out there. I know a lot of people who have, you know, had a chance to go to the show who work behind the scenes, or like I said, a lot of people that you see online, on wrestling Twitter, or on some of the blogs and things like that. They love going to this show, and it's just getting bigger and bigger as the years go on. And one of the negatives I saw, and I know John's back on the line too, and I'll get to you in a second, my man, but it's before this show started, and right as the first night was taking place, people were complaining. And maybe they have a right to. I'm not going to judge any of the complaints that took place or some of the things that were said or anything like that. But it was almost like kind of leading into the beginning of the G1. A lot of people kind of don't like it. And then it started and people were like, ah. And then a couple days later, you know, as we sit here, you know, a few days after the thing started, it's like, you know, a lot of the taste and the ideas of what took place have changed, much like the New Japan show. And I think, you know, that's one of the problems with things that grow. Sometimes people get a little too ornery. You know, you get too many opinions in the mix. You get people wanting to push things a little bit too fast. But from how it seems, much like the New Japan show, sometimes you just got to let things play out a little bit. And for the most part, it seems to be a couple days after it started, people are relatively happy with the way things have gone down at Bola so far. But since we got John back on the line, jump back to him. John, are you there?
Yes, Mike, I am here. And I just wanted to put over, since I am not able to get a lot of these Bola shows and whatnot, I follow a large majority of my stuff through the Fine website. That's the Wrestling Observer /Figure 4 website. And it keeps me up to date, and I can know exactly all the unique things that are happening. And I tell you, there are so many exciting things out there at that Bola show. I wish I could get out there just to see one of them based on the feedback that I'm reading about it. And it really does sound like it's a show that the guys have fun on. And I think when you've got your talent having fun on a show, that is going to increase the overall excitement of the crowd exponentially.
Well, this is a show that, I mean, is absolutely ultimately made for the hardest of hardcore fans. I mean, you have a match that, you know, work is very important to obviously a lot of the fans there, but is as important as, you know, hardcore going balls to the wall, you know, 100%, boom, 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 spot after spot, and move after move, and reversal after reversal. After all that hardcore work, people who go to those shows expect to see and will pop for a spot like Cody Rhodes and Sami Callihan turning into Dr. Doom and Space Cat for a short period of time in that match, a battle of alter ego masked wrestlers. And the fans go completely crazy for it. The Young Bucks, I mean, people aren't going to be happy unless the Young Bucks go out and give a big hug to Dave Meltzer. Cody Rhodes gave a hug to Dave Meltzer. The people chanted five-star hug. I mean, you know, I mean, this is the ultimate. I mean, look, and I mean this in the most positive way. It's the most masturbatory show out there. And I know that there have been wrestlers who I've talked to that, you know, have not. They haven't been invited out, or they haven't had a reason or a chance to go out, and they're a little salty about it, you know. And it's just like, yeah, I wonder. It's like, ah, you know, I wonder if you're just a little bit jealous that you can't make it out there, because it seems like it is one big party. And I don't know. I've never been there. You know, I was sitting here on the East Coast worried about a hurricane that never ended up coming. But, you know, as everybody else is out there partying in L.A. and forget about, there's no more parties in L.A. There's still tons of parties in L.A. And apparently they've been taking place all weekend long, because every report that's come out of that show has always been fun. And it seems to be, you know, over the last couple of years as well, too. It is really one of the preeminent events of the year on the indie calendar. And again, this has just been a great sleeper weekend for a lot of good stuff out there. John, you got anything else?
Yeah, and you had mentioned that it was just one of these things that you get all sorts of diverse talents coming here, which is exciting. My question for you is, with Tommy End, who was on this show, soon to be joining the ranks of WWE, who do you see as his first initial possible feud in the WWE landscape?
Oh, God, Tommy End, I guess, in NXT? I don't know. I really don't know. I, you know, you could stick him in a team. Somebody's got to, they got to showcase TM61, and I'm not saying that they have to sacrifice Tommy End, but to see him in a team to work with them, boy, I wouldn't mind seeing that. You know, I don't know. I guess I just have to see him there, what they give, you know, what they turn his name into, if they turn it into anything, and see where they go. It's just too speculative to try to guess what it is. And, gentlemen, thank you very much for the call. I'm not sure. You know, it's kind of like the guys coming up on Raw. You know, it's one of those things where I lived through, you know, the Nitro years and junior heavyweights really for my entire existence. I mean, I used to buy those Coliseum videotapes and see, like, Tiger Mask and the Cobra and guys like that. And it's like, geez, you know, God, there was never any interest in doing anything with those guys. I'd be watching Denny Brown wrestle Chavo Guerrero and Tim Horner and some really good matches on undercards of NWA shows when I was a little kid, and it was the first time that I'd ever heard boring chants. And we see the way the cruiserweights were treated in WCW and the way the light heavyweight title was treated in WWF and WWE for the longest period of time. They had moments, you know, San Diego, Rey Mysterio, and Matt Hardy, you know, that main evented that SmackDown that was really something that they had built to. And it's possible it can be done. And I'm interested to see, because, boy, they got a ton of talent that's, you know, scheduled to possibly be coming up. Cedric Alexander, you know, everybody wants Kota Ibushi to come in. You got Gargano. You got just a bunch of guys that could be coming in there. And we'll just have to see what happens. You know, hope springs eternal. And hope springs eternal with WWE right now in more ways than one, because not only with the cruiserweights, with coming up this Tuesday. And I know we're going to be pushing it up against the break here, but I don't know if anybody's heard about some of the things they could be showing on the network. In fact, they say they will be showing on the network. And it's amazing. Some of the footage that we know that they've had and it had been sitting on for a long time is being joined by some footage that nobody thought anybody had. The most important one being the last battle of Atlanta with Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyer. They are saying they're going to play that on the WWE Network. We'll see. It's part of a series about the lost gems of WWE. We'll have to see. There's a ton of stuff, and we'll get to it after break, some of the stuff that's on there, as well as back to some of your phone calls as well, too, because we got a couple people on the line at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hopefully you're going to be getting to some of your tweets and stuff as well, too. Coming up as well, at SemperVivi, S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E. There's the music. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi here with you, riding solo today without Brian Alvarez. We'll be back in a couple of days, but don't worry, I'll be here with you. The number, while Brian is away, we'll be using the byline, as we've been doing today, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. at Sports Byline 2. If you're calling in on Skype, that is the number 2. Get a hold of me on Twitter, at Semper Vivi. You can hear some more of my stuff, like the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with Adam Summers. Some of the other stuff I'll randomly pop up and do, things I'll write about. See all that stuff over at WrestlingObserver.com, where you can get all the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Daily news updates and free radio shows, including write-ups about Bola from Dave Meltzer. You can see how jacked up he is in his writing, and you're going to be able to hear him tonight, too. Tons of stuff for subscribers. $10.99 a month. Your subscription gets you the Bible of Pro Wrestling and MMA News, Dave's Wrestling Observer newsletter. Like 75 trillion words every week in that newsletter. Since the early 80s, he really is the guy that the guys in the business have gone to, and they need to know what's going on. You're hearing that again this week, too, with him talking about his relationship a little bit with UFC matchmaker Joe Silva, who, huge pro wrestling fan, big Mid-Atlantic influence from him. Dave relayed a story that Joe had told him that he used to, his day and his week was all determined on whether he saw Ric Flair get the victory when they could come around to Charlotte, or when he would watch on weekly TV. So it shows how big of a wrestling fan he is. And boy, that's a gaping hole that's going to be missed. And Dave writes all about it in this week's newsletter and does a hell of a job. This was a hell of a newsletter with Mr. Fuji's biography in there, as well as so much other stuff. The Brock Lesnar situation and suspensions and Alberto Del Rio and all that stuff. Tons of stuff. And all that stuff's up on the website for subscribers. Free back issues for subscribers to go back into 1998. Or 1988, that is. Plus, you get the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, which has got the best in-depth reporting from around the globe, as well as the thousands of hours of audio up in the archive as well, too. If you like this show, you'll adore the website. Even if you don't like this show, you'll still adore the website. At least three shows a week that Dave does with Brian, three Brian and Vinny shows. You got Filthy Tom Lawler and Brian every week, Lance Storm and Brian every other week, Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly with Vic Sosa and the legendary Les Thatcher, Dr. Keith Presents with Alan Farrell, Carl Stern's Classic Wrestling Audio Show, Dragon King After Dark, the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, and Josh Nason's Punch Out, as well as tons of newsletters and covers that you can get. WrestlingObserver.com. That's where you need to go. $10.99 a month. Completely worth your while, but that is enough shilling right there. Let's shilling for some of the shows that took place over this weekend, or shilling for phone calls as well, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, talked about some of the talent that is taking place on these shows, and there is a load of it, and it's a load of young talent. A ton of young talent on these shows. And on the past couple of shows before this, too, talked about it a little bit this week. I think it came up because of Adam Cole, who's only 27 years old, and Johnny Gargano, who's 29. I'll always bring those guys up as comparisons of guys who are just, they were so good, so young. You know, Kyle O'Reilly, you can throw into that mix, too, because he's 29. He kind of came up with Adam Cole. And I mean, all of those guys were great almost right from the jump. They really were just very, very good, great presence. You see, you knew they had something. And when you look at the landscape of, like, the Cruiserweight Classic taking place, this Bola show, 3 days of Bola, you got the 3 days of Chikara, you just had the ROH pay-per-view that took place. You know, you look at NXT and WWE, and we talked about Finn Balor and Brian. One of the things that really bothers him is the fact that they kept him down there for so long as he's getting older. And it's like, you know, these guys break down. And it's very frustrating. And because you look at some of these guys who are much younger, like guys on the CML show, Barbero Cavanario, the caveman, who's very young, but he is doing a number on his body right now. And you wonder how long he can last, but there's so many guys that if they do last, boy, the future looks really bright. Dragon Lee's only 21 years old. Kami Itachi's 26. Will Ospreay, 23. Phoenix, 25. Trevor Lee, 22. Zack Sabre Jr., 29. Noam Dar, 23. In Dragon Gate, 24. T-Hawk, 26. Lindemann, 21. Speedball Mike Bailey was just on the DDT show, 28. And that's a promotion over in Japan that it's going to get known a little bit more to a lot more people because of Kota Ibushi. And I think Kenny Omega, as people start to realize or start to get a little bit more with Kenny Omega, more familiar with him that may have not have known him before his run in New Japan, they'll start looking at some of the stuff he did in DDT and maybe discover some of these other names who are there now. The Tetsuya Endos, who's only 25. Kazusada Higuchi, who... if anybody out there is a little bit older, and if they were to see this guy, Higuchi, who's 27 years old, he did start his wrestling career a little bit later on, but if you were to look at him, he looks like such a great stereotype of an old, slightly larger Japanese heel. I mean, he looks fantastic. They have a guy named Irie, who has been a cult guy. Hardcore DDT fans have been a big fan of this guy's for a long, long time. They've been singing his praises. He's come over to the States and worked AEW and worked a couple other places. And his following is starting to grow, and he's only 28 years old. There's just so many guys. Ricochet, 27. Mascara Dorada, who tore it down for CMLL, well, two and the sixth man that they had, only 27 years old. Times are good, and if these guys, even guys that you think have been around for a long time, because it's kind of funny when you think about it, it's like, you know, you get Bobby Roode's been around for a long time, and it's like, yeah, he is 40 years old, and you think about some other guys who have been around for a long time, but even though some of these guys have a lot of miles on them, they're still relatively young. Kai is only 33 years old. TJ Perkins, it seems like I have been watching forever. I think I have been watching him forever. He was part of the New Japan Dojo in Los Angeles eons ago with like Brian Danielson and Samoa Joe and some guy named Ferkel Devitt. He kind of got pretty big until some dude threw him into the Dasher board. Oh, well, but don't worry about that right now. What matters is he's still a relatively young guy at 32 years old. Matt Riddle. Completely different situation with him at 30. And let me tell you something, because he wrestled a match at the Bola show on Saturday night against Kyle O'Reilly, and I have not seen this match yet. And Kyle O'Reilly's got a lot of stuff going on right now. Adam Cole, too, but Kyle O'Reilly's got a lot of stuff going on right now when it comes to ROH and New Japan. And I was very interested with the way Matt Riddle has been portrayed and evolved, the way he has been portrayed in PWG, or not PWG, but with Danny Cage up at the Monster Factory where he started out. So interested to see what they were going to do with this match, because in some ways, even though we're not dealing a lot with politics, politics does... weighs its head somewhat if you're Ring of Honor. Now, you can say, think about this what you will, but I remember that Michael Elgin caught a little bit of heat for losing to a guy at a Bola show a couple years ago, and, you know, it was kind of 50-50 on that one. I do understand actually both sides to that, and I can understand some of the concern. So with that in the back of my mind, I was wondering what they were going to do with O'Reilly and with Matt Riddle. And I guess this isn't going to spoil it for anybody. And if this is, you know, if you are going to wait for the VODs to come out and somehow you want to remain unspoiled from this, you know, plug your ears up for a moment. But they had a finish where Matt Riddle had O'Reilly all tied up in a submission, and he ended up pinning himself. And O'Reilly got the pin, and they got a creative way out of it where O'Reilly got the win. And you could say he was a little bit wily, and the young man made a mistake, but he didn't really get beaten. They did a good job apparently coming out of this, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But Matt Riddle is a star. He can be a star. It'll be interesting to see what WWE wants to do with him, because that's where he should be. That's where a lot of people thought he was going to go. But he likes the reefer. That's what got him kind of the boot out of the UFC. He's got his logo is a weed leaf with the Riddle underneath it, and obviously, that stuff's got to change. Now, to me, it's 2016. I don't think that should preclude you, as long as you're willing to drop it and not, like, focus on it all the time. Don't be Rob Van Dam when you're doing WWE interviews. Just don't be Rob Van Dam at all, driving around and whatnot and making mistakes. Just cool it, you know what I mean? And if he's willing to do that, I think in 2016, I'm looking the other way on that one. I mean, realistically, it's a fine anyway. You know, that's what it is for WWE. And I can understand that they don't want that type of thing. They don't want it to be in the forefront. But guys are going to do it. And I think if he's willing to cool it, and I think he would be, I would hope he would be at least, unless he just really likes this indie scene, which, hey, more power to you if that's what it is. I think he deserves his chance. And I don't know when he can get it. I don't know when they want to give it to him. But damn, I don't know if you've seen him in Evolve, but this dude is good. He's got personality to spare. and he's something special. He really, really is. Broing it up for everybody, but I'm broing it up a little bit too much here. My undying love of all of these young superstars who are coming up on the horizon right now. I'm sorry, young professional wrestlers. I don't want to get anybody mad at me from the old school right there, but let's take it back to the phone lines right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you ready for school to start?
We've been going for a couple of weeks now, actually.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
See, I'm here in like the resort area, so they push it as far as they can. We need as much child labor as we possibly can until after Labor Day.
Oh boy. Anyway, so how about we talk about professional wrestling instead?
I think that's a fine idea.
Okay.
Yes. Now, you didn't make the trip to Bola, unfortunately, I guess, even though it's not too far away. Have you ever gone to a Bola show?
I have not, no.
Any interest in doing so? Not really.
No.
Well, I mean, it is a niche of a niche. I mean, actually, it's a niche of a niche of a niche, I guess, in a lot of ways.
If I had my way, I would have went to Pro Wrestling Guerrilla this weekend, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying, the Battle of Los Angeles Pro Wrestling Guerrilla show.
Oh, yeah. So you said something else. Anyway, I actually want to wind back the clock a little bit. I have not been able to call at all, but the Daniel Bryan Miz thing, and
yes,
it kind of bothered me because later Bryan did another interview where he was saying that he would have. Oh no, I don't even talk about it. That he was in a. They should have called up Samoa Joe and everybody else beforehand. But that bothers me from a storyline standpoint because he is a general manager and he had that opportunity, so to speak, to call those people up, and he did not do it. And then they're having to go another interview and go, oh, I didn't. They should be on the roster. And then they have all the people, these Brock doing this or the Miz doing that. I don't feel it means anything now. If they're going to start going there, they need to start following up on this stuff legit, not just rushing by it.
Oh, I dig what you're saying. Yeah, they're very sloppy about it. It's one of the things that kind of I don't think I was able to get it across as well as I could last Thursday with a little bit of a different situation. But they're not very good with real reality, let alone blurring the lines. And they are throwing – they kind of just feel like they're throwing a bunch of stuff up against a wall. And I guess that's what they really are doing and just seeing what kind of sticks. I mean, there was that Booker T thing that they threw. It didn't stick. It didn't even get enough, you know, negative attention where it's like, okay, we got a little bit out of this. This one got good attention for the most part. The only bad part about this one with Daniel Bryan and The Miz, you know, as far as WWE goes, was, you know, what's the payoff to this? But like you're saying, there is a lot of sloppiness which takes place with guys are blending work and shoot, and they're sometimes saying what they feel, and then other times they're not. And I don't know how you can make it as uniform. I just think you need to be careful when it comes to all these shows and you have so many hands in the mix that you're not sending out mixed messages constantly, or it doesn't feel like you're throwing crap up against a wall and seeing what sticks, even though that's what you're doing. You have to make it just a little bit more coherent and maybe pull the reins back and concentrate on one thing. And Chris, I hear the music, so let me hold you through the break if you're willing to stay on here, everybody. And we'll be right back to Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervive, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here. Final segment, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I am Mike Sempervivi, who's going to be here in the big boy chair for the next couple of days while Brian is away. We still got Chris from Las Vegas on the line. Chris, sorry I had to rush you off there that last segment, but quickly, what else is on your mind?
I know I've only got about a minute, but some of the stuff, it looks cool, and I'm like, wow, that was really awesome. And then nothing happens, and it feels very Russo-ish at times because some of the stuff he did was awesome or would get your attention, and then you would go, what's going on here? And then you would quickly lose interest, and I know it's not going to be good for the boys in the long run, which is something that you and Brian have talked about. I'll talk to you later, Mike. Bye.
Hey, Chris, thank you very, very much. I want to thank everybody else who called in today, too. Going to be using the same number for the next couple of days as well, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And, man, God, there was some good stuff. Still some good stuff that's going to be taking place. Got Raw coming up as well on Monday. Got that. We got SmackDown, and we have some stuff that will be coming up that hopefully I'll be getting into tomorrow or on the next show as well, too, which is some of the stuff that's going to be up on the WWE Network. Like I said a little bit earlier on, that Battle of Atlanta show for a lot of us older guys out there, this has been the Holy Grail. This has been one of the matches of modern times. It was only 1983 that this match took place in the Omni, and there has been no footage of it. There have been some leads with people, Dave Bixenspan, Chris Zellner, Brian Last. I think those guys have tried to make some contact with people, but everybody says it doesn't exist. We'll see if WWE really has it. In the teases, they've showed before the match and after the match. They haven't shown the match yet. We'll see. They got a lot of stuff, too. Boy, they got some really good stuff in that vault that we can talk about with you here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Hey, I want to thank everybody out there for calling in. I want to thank Brian for letting me have the spot. I want to thank producer Scott, and I want to thank you for calling in. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.